Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Last time on Curse of Strahd, in the mist-filled land of Borovia, a secret plane ruled by Count Strahd von Zarovich, our party seek a way to destroy the Vampire Lord forever. They met with a mage who had lost their memories and seemingly been driven to madness. They convinced this strange wizard that they meant no harm, and he provided them with shelter and safety for the night in his magical mansion. Recounting his tragic tale and hearing the parties in return, as well as giving them an opportunity for bathing, for food, and a good night's rest. However, he awakens them in a hurry, sending them outside his magical mansion to witness the dark sky being lit red as a thick orange glow arises from across the lake in the direction of Castle Ravenloft and the village of Borovia, where several days ago, when the party first arrived, Strahd made an ultimatum. And now I ask you, dear players, what do you do on the shores of Lake Zarovich, having been ejected from the mage's magical mansion? You see this ominous red glow coming from the direction of Borovia. What do you do?
Is the mage here?
The mage is there. Yes, he is here.
I got nothing to add to that.
He appears to be... He appears to just be staring up into the sky with an abject look of horror on his face.
I suppose hiding wouldn't particularly help right now.
Do you lot know anything about this? I'm going to assume yes, given that you seem to have been very busy in your time here.
This is not good. We had a time limit.
Yeah. Not that we were ever going to deliver Tatiana Arena to him anyway, but yeah, seems time's up.
Ismark nods, and that hasn't changed. We're still not giving Irina up to that creature. No matter what he's done, all we can do now is try and destroy him. We need to continue what we started. I know that we needed this night of rest, but it's time. This mage, this wizard, I don't know if he's going to be much help to us now. He's lost something, but do we even know where to begin to look? Do we know what he's missing? Do we even know that he can help? He's powerful, yes, but that might not help us find the things that Madame Ava was meant for us to find, or that might not. He's already faced Strahd once and failed.
It's hard to trust someone that is fully mad. But I see a glimmer of hope with him. If we could find the thing he is searching for. Problem is, we just don't have the time to do it right now.
He might be able to give us more information about Ava. It seems that it could be something that he knows about.
It could.
Maybe. I don't know. He doesn't seem to... He's not from Borovia. He's not Vistana. How much can this mage know?
Unless you do you think that he has a way to contact the dead? I do not know much of magic
powerful.
Myself.
Powerful. He's whatever he tried to do to Xeros was extremely powerful. Obviously, he shrugged it off, but from all of the other magic that we saw from him, it seems like it could be an option. I wouldn't rule anything out.
I'm trying to remember. Did he mention Madame Ava in that when he directed and asked us why we're all here?
He didn't seem to, not in any substantial way. You got the impression that maybe he had heard of her, but didn't seem to really have any sort of connection with her or anything like that. You mentioned like Madame Ava's readings, and he sort of was like, "What's that? I don't really know what you're talking about."
Okay,
is the impression you got. As you guys are having this conversation from the direction of Barovia, this gust of wind, intensely strong. Can you all make strength saving throws for me?
Oh.
I do not have roll 20 open.
No, you don't need to do it in roll 20. You can use a physical dice.
Yeah. I rolled a natural one!
Oh, classic. No. Well, I got a 17.
17 for Xeros. That's what, a total of 2, Zeki?
It is, yep.
Yep.
10 in total. I rolled 6.
10. And then Jesper. So Dog's Body, Zeki, and Rose. I forgot to roll for Ismark and Irina. Ismark as well. Irina as well. And the Mad Mage, however, does not. The four of you who failed, you are blown back, knocked prone. You don't take any significant damage, but this wind that rushes from the direction of Barovia, it's like a sudden burst of storm wind, like a sudden burst of a gale or a hurricane. It lasts just for a moment. Trees are almost pulled out of by their roots. You see the lake, a giant surging wave crests over the lake, smashing into the shores on the western side. You see pieces of debris kind of being thrown through the air as this intense, powerful wind just rushes through the trees and sends several of you flying to to the floor.
I think then it just look up at Xeros just with horror, just with fear in her eyes.
Yeah, and then it goes incredibly still, as in there is no wind afterwards.
We need to move.
What the bloody hell did you guys do? What is happening? What is going on?
There is no time. Come on. We need to go.
It is Strahd. Yes, you must leave. I am not safe
here. Where?
He will be coming. Wherever. Find refuge. Run wherever you can. Hide.
If we are to find the thing you've lost, where will we find you?
I will be here. I have no plans to leave. I will remain in the shadow of the mountains, but I cannot remain in this place. If he has an eye upon you, then he knows where you are. Be wary. Strahd's eyes can pierce buildings, pierce clouds, pierce darkness. As long as you are with that one, and he points at Irina, he will know. Now I must leave. And he swishes up his cape and his robe, his tattered cape, and he turns invisible.
Right. Where can we go where he will not at least pursue us for now?
Where were we near? So we were going to find the Mad Mage.
I can tell you where you currently are. I can even show you where you currently are on the map. You are currently north of Lake Zarevich, which is north of Valaki. Okay. You're almost dead. You're on the other side of the lake from Valaki. This is Valaki here. And you are on the other side of the lake.
Okay. So, direct opposite. But it's a lake. It's a dang lake.
And where did we hear that the... I know in other places we talked about it was the Amber Temple. Did we...
That's in the Balnok Mount Hons.
It's in the Mount Hons.
Ziki might have more information. The places that you talked about, there is a tower that Dogsbody knew, a kind of tower that seemed to have some sort of magical ward on it that prevented him getting inside. There is also Krezik, which is far to the west. It's on the western side of Barovia, that Dogsbody also mentioned. Something about an abbot living there as well. Irene has mentioned the abbot a few times as well.
They're pretty anti-Strahd there.
That was the impression, yeah. You've gotten the impression recently they have become excessively anti-Strahd, for sure. What are you guys doing? Ismark and Irina look in your direction.
Where do you think would be safest against him? I mean, the last town we went to, we didn't fare very well. I'm not sure... if they're against him, then fine, but we still do seem like a bit of an odd bunch. They might not take us in.
No. That could happen. Irina. Tatiana.
Yes, sorry. Yes, it's sometimes I forget that that is the name that you know me by. Yes.
Were you... You are aware that Strahd is pursuing you personally since your awakening.
He has pursued me for centuries, yes, but many lives. He thinks that I am his, that he owns me, or that I am betrothed to him when I'm not. I was to wed Sergei, his brother. He is obsessed with me.
Than when we first met you and Strahd was pursuing you. Is there anything you can reach back?
You must remember, yes, but my memories are scattered over centuries old. I was not even aware much of my other lives. The soul of my soul, Tatiana's soul, has hidden amongst these women for generations, but my memories of those times are scattered. My clearest memories of a time before Strahd became what he is now, and then the memories of Irina, her growing up in Barovia, Ismark, the others are muddled, confused. I'm not sure which one came before the others. It is difficult to tell.
It is fine. We need to go somewhere where he is weak. The Mad Mage, he mentioned running water. If we can go maybe behind a waterfall, amongst it, I don't know, where he physically cannot get through.
I do not know of such a place. Caves behind waterfalls, there are lakes, but he can just skirt the lakes. It is difficult. I'm sorry, I don't have much knowledge. I'm no vampire hunter. I was a singer. As you guys are talking, Xeros, you feel the blade at your back growing warm, growing hot, and then reaching into your mind the soothing but yet sometimes grating voice that accompanies your new lord and master. Asmodeus speaks into your mind. Ah, my warrior. I have sensed that Strahd's machine is nearing completion. You are running out of time.
We've yet to locate the soul of Strahd.
I am aware. You must hurry.
Do you know if he's after us right now? Is he attacking?
My knowledge of Barovia is shrouded. enough that I can sense things. I know that he is angry, that he has called upon my power, that he has summoned many devils to his court. But I do not know where he is now. The mists, even I struggle to peer through them sometimes. Luckily for you, we are connected. We are bound by the weapon. I would suggest you find someone who knows more of Strahd than you and your allies. Remember, if you ever need to speak to the one that I have here, I can arrange that.
It's useful information.
Hurry. You are running out of time. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you or Zeke. And then the blade cools and goes quiet.
Wherever we go, we need to move now.
Agreed. Let's head south. Maybe towards that village. Krezik, was it? Their anti-strike.
Krezik is more western. We can start making our way around the lake, back through the woods. That tower that Dogsbody mentioned, that's the closest. Krezik is still hours away from there. And this mountain, this Amber Temple, I don't know where it is, but these mountains, well, we'd have to cross all the way into southern Barovia to find the other mountains. Mount Gakis is the only other mountain I know of. But the tower is close by. That's not too far from Argenvosthold. We can head there, or we can just push on to Krezik. If we can't get into this tower, I fear that we will be out in the open if we cannot solve its mystery.
We can try.
I say we try, yes. All right. It is on the way, and
yes,
things have
we'll
taken
cut
out.
Through the woods. Rose, you and me move up front. Jesper, keep an eye on Irina for us. Keep an eye out, especially for wolves and bats. Strahd uses them as his spies. Let's move. And with that, he kind of pulls his weapons out and begins making headway.
It's dark, and yeah, right?
It is, yeah, this is like nightfall. Again, it's that kind of thing of the way you guys keep resting is like you'll do a bunch of adventuring in the nighttime. It gets to morning. You're like, yay, morning's here. Travel a bit. Sleep time now. Wake up. Oh, no, yeah. Nighttime.
It's just the way it's landed. It's just kind of landed.
It's just unfortunate. Guys haven't been able to stay in a place for long enough to kind of reset the cycle.
Cinematically, as you're saying, like, you stay with Irina, he's going to like summon the sun sword and just ready himself and just create the light around everybody.
Yeah, that light is a blessed. It breaks away the shadows. These twisting shadows of the trees that you're stood amongst, they do take on a kind of nefarious, dark intent, almost like grasping hands from the grave reaching towards you. But as soon as the sword is lit, it's like the hands are yanked away, pulled away by a moment of hope and light that surrounds Jesper now, as he does so.
We may draw attention, but sunlight is a good deterrent as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys begin making your way through the woods, and after about an hour, you ford a small river, and you are making your way towards the tower. That is when the unearthly shriek pierces the air. It echoes across the land like the wind that blew just a few hours before. This shriek echoes. It is a mixture of men and women and children all muddled together, a cacophony of pain and suffering. And then the clouds overhead at night, they begin to form the shape of a face, angled features and long hair of a proud and noble, but very, very angry man. 3 days I gave Barovia to return my Tatiana. 3 days they squandered it in fear with pleas of mercy instead of doing my bidding. Now the village of Barovia has learned the lesson of defiance. These are my lands. You are nothing but vermin, feeding off of my scraps, scurrying beneath my feet. Tonight, I send a plague upon these lands. I send you annihilation upon flaming hooves, and until my Tatiana is back, until every man, woman, and child of Barovia is brought before my castle gates, I will not relent. You outsiders think you can challenge me, that an old sword will keep you safe. I have not yet begun to show my power. And the clouds seem to stretch and elongate, and a darkness falls, even darker than the night was before.
Oh, damn.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Will someone please tell me what the hell it is you guys did? Because I have never seen the devil that angry. What has he done?
That's the thing, Dogsbody. Honestly, they've not... He was after Irina. He's always been after Irina since she became a young woman. He has been obsessed with her. We defied him many times before. He would try to break into Irina's room to bite her, to drink her blood. Me and our father would stop him. And then these companions came. They helped. But there's something about him. I've never seen the devil like this. In all my days as a boy, he's been a loner, a figure that haunted his castle like a phantom, occasionally stealing out to drain a woman's or young man's blood to harass the people of Barovia, but not like this. It is like he's gone mad.
And it's just a coincidence that it's when the latest band of adventures rock up.
I don't know. I've not known any other travelers to have come to Barovia before. The fact that you and your order had arrived, I'd never heard of it. Jesper perhaps knows more. Madam Ava spoke of others that had come, that had been called. Strahd mentioned other adventurers, but that's not something I am aware of.
Yes, it is true. More adventurers have been here before, and all have failed. Through generations.
Then, I guess you lot must be doing something right, because if my understanding is correct, and those screams on the winds, he's just destroyed an entire village.
This whole place is destroyed by him. It needs to end.
It's not like those souls have anywhere they can go. They're still trapped here. Only to be reborn.
As you guys are making way. This will keep happening until we find a way to undo it. Madam Ava knew us. As soon as she saw us, she knew us. Jesper knew us. Like, we were meant to be here, and we still don't fully know what we're doing, but we've got to try.
You do. Can, let's have my good friend Tom Hazel roll a d20 for me, please.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
As you are traveling through the woods.
How's a 15 sound?
15 is wonderful, Tom Hazel. Can you also roll a d12 and a d8 for me, please?
A 10 on a d12 and a 6 on a d8. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good. Can you roll 3d6 for me?
Yeah.
3d6? Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, the higher you roll it, the worse it is.
I'm a high roller. 12 on 3d6.
12?
Good. Yeah. That good? Did I do good?
Cool.
Yeah, this will be fun.
I legit have no idea what I'm rolling.
We should have let re-roll for it.
Nah.
Re-roll. Okay. You re-roll.
As you guys are making your way through the woods, Ismark and Rose leading the way. Ismark seems to know the direction of the tower, and Rose, you're helping Ismark not get off track. You're keeping an eye out on the woods, and you are the first one, Rose, to spot this. You suddenly become aware that ahead of you, between you and the tower, and stretching round, you can see... It almost looks like soldiers coming through the kind of mist-shrouded woods, lurching towards you. You see 5, then you look further down, 7, no, 9, no, more humanoids moving towards you in the night. What do you do?
I will quietly alert the rest of the guys to it.
They are moving closer.
Can I see you? Can we? We're not in the woods at the moment, are we?
You are currently deep in the woods. Mm-hmm.
And they're coming towards us within the woods.
I mean, you've basically unknowingly you seem to have almost not stumbled into them because you're well trained in the woods. The way that Ismark was leading you has led you into them. They haven't spotted you yet. You maybe have a moment to deal with them. But there's maybe 12 of them. You can kind of see them. They seem to be in a kind of staggered line, moving their way through the woods. Okay.
On you, buddy.
I will alert
team, remember?
Everyone to them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. They keep moving closer. They're maybe, you know, within sort of like 40 feet, but they still haven't seemingly spotted you yet. Can everyone make a perception check for me?
Yes. 5. Oh, why didn't I roll that?
7.
14.
14 for Zeki? Okay.
Yeah, 16.
In fact, actually, I need to remember. Zeki would know anyway.
19.
19? Dog's body?
16.
So Dog's Body, Rose, and Zeki. Well, Dog's Body and Rose, you see these things. You kind of get a better look at them than the rest. You can see that the way they move is very strange. There is a kind of stumbling gait to these soldiers. One of them appears to be dragging its leg. They lurch in an awkward manner towards you. Zeki, you become aware that there is an undead presence here. There is, you know, you can see the shapes and you're almost certain that they are undead. You can feel it from them. This connection you have with death leaks into you.
Ooh, I'll tell that to everyone. I'll just say, oh, they're from the mists, they're undead.
They are going to walk into where you guys are. So unless you want to try and hide and avoid them, it's going to be a roll initiative. But if you want to try and act like to try and hide somewhere, you can do that.
Yeah, I would have dismissed the Sun Sword at the idea.
Yeah, it looks like that they were being led to the light. Like the light was what was drawing them. So as soon as you diminish it, they're like, and they start looking around. But they are so close. One false step and they're going to know where you guys are.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and lay low as much as possible.
Yeah, hide from them.
Okay, stealth checks all around, including Zeros.
Can I cast Pass Without a Trace on
that? That would be your action instead of hiding, Rose.
Oh.
Because it's like you'd have to gesture and like cast a spell on everybody and then hide. So don't forget you have disadvantage, Zeros, because you're wearing heavy armor.
Damn. Like about a 6.
Oh, boy.
But no, I've got 3.
Ismark isn't helping either, by the way.
No.
I only got 9.
9 for Rose, 3 for Zeros.
Man, I'm rolling some real DM rolls today, aren't I?
Oh, natural. So, well, no, this is a group check, so hang on. So we've got a failure for Rose, a failure for Zeros. Success, my dog's body.
So 24 in total.
Yeah, I mean, you rolled in. Yeah, it was very high. What was that, Zeki?
15.
15. Okay, so that's another success. Jesper?
I got a 13.
13?
But plus 10 is 23.
Yeah, that's still going to be enough. That's all of you guys. Ismark failed, so it's even. And then Irina is the deal breaker, who was actually a success. So over half of you succeed. So these creatures, very clearly zombies, a pack of 12 of them, are scouring through the woods. You can see they occasionally raise an arm and hack through a bunch of like weeds or bushes, kind of stumble through it. And they are clearly searching for something. And they're just kind of fanning out in a staggered line, spread out over sort of, 60, 70 feet in a line, 5 feet between them, just kind of moving through the trees in the woods. So they have not spotted you. Yeah. You guys just hold your breath. Okay. After you maybe wait 30 minutes, it's hard to tell, 20, 30, 40 minutes, they are further enough that they've moved through the area and just gone off into the distance, and they're far enough away that you think you can move without them realizing you're there, as long as you don't have any large light sources or noises to alert them.
Sun sword.
how like fresh do they look? Are they like, do they look like they're like fresh undead, or were they like dead for a long time undead? Crusty.
I think they look more on the crusty side. They look like old soldiers, maybe like Valaki guards, maybe. You kind of recognized similar armor and like helmets to what Valaki was wearing. But they're quite old. You know, they're probably, you know, a good maybe several months or so old. Probably Valaki guards.
Crusty boys.
Crusty jugglers.
Excellent.
You guys avoid, you manage to hide from them long enough that you can move on.
5, 10.
We need Tom Hazel. No, let's have Kim Richards. Roll a d20 for me, please.
Ruh-roh.
D20, okay.
These random 13. Encounters, son. 13, okay. See, that's about 3 hours. Two to three hours, Ismark leads you to the edges of another lake, a smaller lake. What makes this one slightly different is at near the, not quite in the middle, but out in the lake, there is a small island connected by an inlet of land, upon which is a large tower. And I now have to bring up the tower.
Is this the one that Dog's Body tried to get into?
Yeah, Dog's Body, this is the same one. So you come to a cold mountain lake enclosed by misty woods and rocky bluffs. Thick fog creeps across the lake and the dark, still waters. The trail ends at a grass-covered causeway that stretches 100 yards across the lake to a flat, marshy island with a stone tower on it. The tower is old and decrepit, with collapsing scaffolds clinging to one side where a large gash has split the wall. Time-worn griffin statues, their wings and flanks covered with moss, perch atop buttresses that support the walls. Parked near the base of the tower, within sight of the entrance, is a barrel-topped wagon splattered with mud.
This is where stop number two on Dog's Body's Guide to Barovia. There's a weird thing on the door, made me feel a bit fizzy. So just be careful. Fizzy door.
What do you mean, fizzy? Electric? Lightning?
I tried to touch it. I got near it. And my hand started feeling a bit like, oh, nope. And I just decided not to. Because things around here have a habit of blowing your hand off. And I quite like my hand.
I detect magic?
So as you try and conjure a spell, Jesper, nothing happens.
Does it use the spell slot?
It does.
Huh. There's something here taking away my power.
It's like stopping magic. Mm-hmm.
Some sort of defense.
But yeah. Okay. Let's... Is there a map? Yeah, there is. Thank you, Chris Trot. I have to slowly slide you over.
A whole new map.
Slide into my roll 20.
Tower.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to put this... we don't necessarily need to use this. You guys can, like, approach the tower. You don't need to wait for me. If you've got any questions, let me know. But if you do, this might just be useful for, like, getting an idea of what it looks like and stuff, so...
You say, dog's buddy, you saw someone screaming. Was it not the...
No,
match?
That was the... That was the crazy dude in the other... The lake. We've ticked that site off.
You didn't see them at this tower.
No. No? What?
Is it... Yes.
No, that was like the other thing.
No, you didn't see anybody at this tower.
No. This is where I came to try and get out of the cold and the wet. It was raining. And then I ended up going to Argenvost Hill.
The fizzy door kind of scared
me. Wasn't feeling too confident. Yeah, I wasn't feeling too confident about the fizzy door.
Understood.
Is there another way in?
Now I'm double worried. I'm double worried about the fact that a magic caster cannot cast magic.
Although, does that mean that others coming in might not be able to find us?
If it's something which is preventing magic as a whole, then yes. If it is just something that is preventing people being able to cast spells in the area, maybe not. How much does Rose know about magic? Do you want to make an arcana check?
Probably not. Sure, why not?
I mean, you're not proficient, so you won't have a full understanding of this, but you can get a vague idea.
13.
I mean, you've definitely heard of... certainly, like, big cities in, like, Neverwinter and Waterdeep, there are occasionally places which are warded against other people being able to cast spells. It might be like that, where, yeah, it's basically like an area where magic just doesn't work, unless somebody dispels the big spell that prevents magic working. but yeah. In theory. You see this tower. You see that it only really has one entrance. There is a scaffolding around the side. And then there is this bright wagon. It's very pretty. It looks like a Vistani wagon, but a little bit prettier, a little bit more well cared for. It has a little lantern out the front where the horses would be. No horses, just the wagon. It's very pretty. I might even have a little handout for it, maybe.
Oh.
Did you... check this cart before you left.
Mark, was the cart there before I left?
The cart was not there. Okay, you can't see the inside.
That was not there when... Because if it was, I would have maybe tried to sleep in it. But no, I got wet instead. Very wet.
That's very cute.
Just imagine a cute wagon.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's definitely big enough for somebody to live in it. You know, it's kind of, so like a single bed could probably occupy it and enough stuff, you know, storage for stuff.
Yeah. If this was here when I was last here, I definitely would have tried to sleep in that. Look, it looks so comfortable. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We should inspect it then.
Yeah, if you inspect it, under layers, there is some mud around the sort of base of it. There is a fresh coat of purple paint. Its wheels have fancy gold trim. A brass lantern hangs from each corner, and red drapes cover a tombstone-shaped window on each side. A steel padlock secures the back door, hanging from which is a cheap sign that says, "Keep out."
Is there any light on the inside? Or no?
There does not appear to be any light on the inside. No light peeking through the windows or anything like that.
The padlock's on the outside?
Yeah, it's like a kind of big steel padlock. Like, you know, you would get on like the front of a, you know, door or chest. Like an old school padlock. And it's on the outside of the door, yeah.
Okay. I mean, weird way to lock it if there's someone inside.
Does anyone want
to go touch
the fizzy door? Would someone?
You can check out the tower. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, anyone want to touch the fizzy door?
I don't want to touch it, but I'll have a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, the tower door is just ahead, Zeki. You can see it looming up. You can see that the tower door is made of iron with no visible handles or hinges. In the middle of the door is a large embossed symbol with a connected series of lines with 8 stick figures set around it. Carved into the lintel above the door is a word, Kazan. And this is what the tower looks like. The door, sorry.
Kazan?
Kazan.
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 Interesting.
You should be able to click on it and it should zoom. Yeah, there you go.
Creepy.
What is that weird symbol?
Everyone's now just examining stuff. Chris Trott, thank you for being a very good player, because I know you know the solution to this, so I unfortunately did not have time to change it for you.
No worries.
It's asking us to do a cool little dance.
Dance? Oh, okay.
So, yeah. What's
Dog's
everyone
body
doing?
Tries to dance. Dog's body tries to interpretive dance the stick figures.
What do you mean? How are you doing that? What do you mean? Are you going to go around
see
like
the little stick figures?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start at the one at 12 o'clock, like that.
So you start the one at 12 o'clock.
Like
yeah.
And then
okay.
12.
Up. And then again, and then straight, and then down, and then up.
So hang on, you start the one at 12 o'clock position.
At 12 then o'clock.
Then which one do you do? Do the
dance.
Do the shapes for me, Kim. Do them. Do them in person. So you do it in order. In the order that you do it.
Hang on. Why do you start at 12?
Why do you start there? There's two lines.
It's right at the top.
Well,
it's
I'm going to pause you for a second.
No, Dog's body is very smart.
That goes through.
I'm going to pause you for a second there.
He's just doing it at 12, and then going to 1, and then 3, and then...
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you right there, Kim, because as Dog's body starts doing this dance, starting with this, and then doing like this, and like doing all the orders, in the disorder you described, you hear a crackle in the air nearby.
Oh, no! Fizzy!
Something appears.
Uh-oh.
In the air, popping out of existence,
hello?
A blue-scaled dragon crackles to life and bellows the words, "Wrong!" And we are going to roll initiative.
Oh,
I had to check for a second there. I was like, does this thing attack them? Yes, it does. Okay, then.
Oh, a dragon!
Sorry,
dude, listen,
I don't think they're actually dancing.
So this is now, I think this
Can't
means
believe.
Now that Tom and Kim have both put a dragon on the party at some point in our D&D lives.
I cannot believe that dancing
and
would do this.
I was
Come
joking.
On.
I was joking
almost
when
like
I said
there's,
that.
It's almost like you have to do the dance in a certain order.
In the
I didn't even know that dancing was a thing.
Why'd you start at 12?
I think it was dancing.
Well,
I was
let's
being
roll initiative, everybody.
Lovable... I was being lovable and irreverent.
Oh, I need to put this magic arena on the board.
And now I'm just dead.
It's just a blue dragon.
It's not the biggest dragon you've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
No. We've seen dragons?
Well, you've heard
apart
of
from Argenvestolt.
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 Very good. Where's my face?
And I'm unbelievable.
Zeki, initiative, please.
18.
18 total, nice. Jesper?
14.
14? Rose?
17.
Oh, 17. Zeros, very good initiatives.
8.
That's what I was waiting
yeah,
for.
Buddy.
My arena is
8.
14.
Yeah.
15, sorry. Dog's body.
8.
8 as well. What's your dex, dog's body, versus Zeros's? I'll bump you up one.
My dex is salty. I have a salty dex. I have 12, so plus 1 dex. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I have
right
7.
Now. Can't believe.
So minus 2. Okay, so dog's body's faster.
Yeah,
way so slightly.
Let me dance.
Right, well, Zeki Mistan, who is stood at the door.
Hello.
Technically, dog's body would be next to you. Perfect. Yep, you've mentioned that. The rest of you were checking out the wagon. What would you like to do as this dragon bellows this word, like, wrong, and its wings fold out and lightning begins wrong to crackle in its mouth, and it's going you're to attack? Wrong. What would you like to do?
I would like to cast Bless at level 1 and then run behind the wagon, please.
Who are you casting Blessed on?
Dog's body. Who are my targets? I got one additional target. So I've got 3. Dog's body, Jesper, and Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you need to see the targets and you can't currently see Zeros. So, okay, Dog's body, no. Jesper, Rose. You have Bless. And then can you move yourself, Zeki? You should be able
20.
To. So just position yourself
as
you
back
need
there.
To. One square is 5 feet, so you rush behind the wagon. Perfect. Rose.
I am going to also run behind round to Tahir at the wagon, and mm-hmm. I'm going to ready an action if it attacks to shoot it, please. But I would like to sure. say to everyone, if we figure out the puzzle, do you think it will go? I don't know.
Maybe. Right. Anything? Anything else from Rose? Okay.
Nah.
Okay. Okay. I need to. Sorry, I'm a little bit disorganized today. Curse of Strahd campaign. Irina. There we go.
So did Bless work then?
No, in fact, very good point. Thank you, Tom Hazel. I am very out of it today. When you cast a spell,
you're
Zeki,
welcome.
It doesn't work. Just like when Jesper tried to cast a spell, it didn't function. Thank you, Tom. No, very, very well done.
It doesn't apply.
Yep. So yeah, it doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
The spell doesn't work.
I cannot do anything that. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
I mean, 90% of the spells you cast fail in some way anyway. Like, oh no!
It's
oh.
true. Wow!
That also massively helps
Jesus.
Because Irina was about to cast a spell as well, which I'm like, oh yep, she would see that both of these spells have failed.
How big is
she
failed?
She will speak out. She will call out to. Jesper, no, to Dog's body. Dog's body, you summon this thing, do something. I'm sure you can figure it out. And she will bardic inspiration you. I'm not going to come up with a.
I was just
power.
Dancing!
She starts singing a lovely song. There you go. Bardic inspiration on Dog's body. Bonus action. For her action, she will take the dodge action and she will join the Zeke and Rose behind the wagon.
Wagon squad. Wagon
Dragon
squad.
Dragon squad. Jesper.
Jesper will use his bonus action to draw his sun sword and he will hold his action,
mm-hmm.
kind of backing up. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are you moving the map?
I think so.
Earthquake!
I'll move. I'll back up towards the wagon.
Yeah, you might be on the wrong level there. You should be on the token layer.
Layer level, yeah, token layer.
So weird.
Anyway, I'm going to back up towards Zeros, the wagon, just kind of drawing the sun sword, looking at the dragon, and I'll hold my action. If it comes anywhere near Ismark, I will do my attack on it.
Okay. Sure. Okay then. Dog's body.
I will. I am so salty right now. I cannot believe that busting that, being an adorable little pup, busting out a little dance move has got me into this shit.
No having more listened joy, to Tatiana, that's
what Mark says. Having listened to Tatiana, can Dogsbody hurriedly, he's just looking around like, what? And then look at the thing again. Can I start dancing again? But this time starting with, okay, it's going to be a 50-50 chance, but can I start right, with
just
the
give
gesture
me 1 second.
That's
Yeah, using an action to him. Yep. Okay. Yep, go on. Which ones do you do?
Can I start? Okay, so it's going to be 50-50, right? Can I start at 11 o'clock? So the one that's like upright like that? With the
so
arms
you do that,
facing
yep.
up?
What's the next one you do?
You do the
arm positions.
6 o'clock? But I might be mirrored, so I don't know. I think, am I mirrored?
I think she's mirrored, so it might be easier to do clock positions as we're looking
the one
at it.
At the
yeah,
bottom,
no, that's fine. I'll take in. Okay, so you do that one.
So following the line down to 6 o'clock, yep. and then following the line up to 12 o'clock, so arms out, outstretched.
Yep. Next one.
And then going to the one at, so what's that, 9? Arms down.
9 o'clock, yep.
Arms up, so
yep.
that o'clock. Yep. Arms up and down again, so the one at 2
Cactuar.
O'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then the out straight out again, and then back down. Oh, it's wrong, isn't it? It's wrong. That's his little wrong face. Is bardic inspiration going to help me?
I don't know. Do you want it to use it? What do you want to use it on? What are you doing?
I don't know.
What kind of role are you making?
I don't like your face right now, and I don't like that you're taking ages to read it, because it's going to be wrong.
So you finish... which one do you finish in? It's like arms down. It's like the finishing one.
Arms down like that.
So Dogsbody's standing there as this dragon looms up behind. In fact, actually, no, the dragon rears its wings up, and you can see that in its mouth it's building up this bolt of lightning straight for the wagon where the three Zeke, Rose, and Irina are currently hiding behind, as if it's just going to blast through the wagon. And as Dogsbody kind of, you hear the dragon just turns to mist and the doors open.
Oh, God!
Nice work. She gets us into it, she gets us out of it.
Oh.
Well, as soon
God,
as Kim said,
time.
Yeah, I'm going to do the little funny dance. I'll do this one, then I'll do this one. I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Well, in my defense, Dogsbody is. Yeah. Mm. I was going off of what Tom was saying, just being like, this is going to be cute. This is going to be a cute moment, everybody. Like, it's going to be a spell or something. And then, like, I would like to point out, though, in RP terms, Dogsbody is -1 wisdom. So he would literally just be like, oh, shapes.
Okay.
Going to throw some shapes.
Well,
it's fair. He would have.
I'm happy to announce the door opens.
We beat the door, guys. We did it.
I'm just standing looking at
shelter.
Nothing with a sun sword ready to attack the dragon that's no longer there. What?
I think I may
you
have
do
soiled
begin to
myself.
Hear shuffling coming from the woods as the sun sword's illumination is like a beacon
Uh-oh.
In the night.
Get in.
Yeah,
I may have
go in the door.
So everybody just rushes into the room, yeah? Okay, well, I'll describe the room to you as you are all rushing into it, and then you can decide if you still want to shut the door. The flagstone floor. The flagstone floor is strewn with debris, and a few old crates stand near the east wall. A torn curtain to the south partially obscures the tower vestibule. A 5-foot square indentation in the center of the floor contains 4 pulleys attached to taut iron chains that stretch up through a similarly sized hole in the rotted wooden ceiling. Standing next to the chains are 4 tall, powerful clay statues. Do you all head inside the tower and shut the door?
Clay statues are better than Strahd.
That's true.
Dogsbody is not moving. He is like decidedly just not just yet. Just he's just standing still. He's not making eye contact with anything. I'm not
everyone
I'm not
rushing
doing anything.
Okay.
I mean, as I go past Dog's body, I'll, like, pat him on the shoulder.
You won, somehow. Follow us.
Okay. Thanks. When everybody enters, you see that on the back of the door there are handles that can push the door closed. Ismark does so, and you hear a loud click as the stones seem to interlock and it becomes solid once more. And you are now stood in a very small room with these four tall clay statues. And that is really it. Apart from this pulley, these pulleys and chains, and this, you know, 5 foot kind of hole in the ceiling, that's all you can see.
What is this place?
I've done the first bit. You guys can do the rest.
Jesper's baffled by this and doesn't know
anything. I mean,
anything.
Trot, I don't really care if you know about the elevator. It's fine. It's very elevator. Clearly some sort of elevator.
Elevator?
Like goes up.
Yeah, there's like four chains that are connected around this 5 foot. It is like a 5 foot indentation. These creatures are all stood in front of these chains, and there is a exact same sized hole in the ceiling as the floor indentation, and these chains seem to link up.
It's an elevator. I'm really smart. I got that on my own.
How does it work?
Only one of you can go up at a time, though, because it's only 5 foot.
What kind of positions are the statues, like, what kind of poses are they making? And
arms down by the side. Just arms down by the side, not doing anything.
Humanoid?
They're vaguely humanoid, but androgynous. Like, just shapeless humanoid forms, but that's really it. No features, no faces, just arms, muscles.
I, like, have a closer look at them, see if there's, like, any, like, things like switches on them or anything, or like buttons, something like that.
You look around them. Are you touching them, or are you just kind of looking, like walking around them,
sort
like, examining
of looking
them?
Around, yeah, examining them.
You don't see any switches or anything like that. You don't see any kind of like switches or levers or buttons. They don't even seem to have mouths. They're just like faceless, like nothing in their faces. They have heads but no features.
Well,
straight.
Who wants to try it first?
One of you should go up first, just in case there's something up there.
Well, I've got the sun sword.
Xeros goes in. Yeah, Xeros, as soon as you stand on that middle bit and you kind of think, I want to go up, the four statues, their arms suddenly to the chains, and they start... And you begin to rise up. How high do you want to go? You can see that there's at least one, two, three floors that you can go to above you.
I mean, I'll go for the first floor and just see what's on there and slowly rise
the
around,
first
one
floor,
by one, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. So the first floor, the flagstone floor... Nope, that's what I'm reading. American floors. I always get confused. Dust and cobwebs fills this otherwise empty room, the wooden floor of which is badly rotted and partially collapsed. So up you go, Xeros.
If I step off the elevator, does it go down again?
Do you step off the elevator?
I mean... Yeah, because I kind of want to bring everyone up floor by floor and just see what happens.
Okay. As soon as you step off, yes, the elevator goes down.
This floor is clear. We can get everyone up one by one.
Okay.
I don't like Trot's face, though.
Okay. Who's going up next?
That's a bit fucking harsh.
I mean, that's a weekly problem.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I don't know why I just spurted that there.
God, I just don't like your face.
All of a sudden, after all this time, fucking, I hate his face.
It's funny looking, isn't it?
I'll go up
to,
next.
I just had to get it out there.
How much do you weigh, Xeros? You're like a big guy, right?
Okay, there's the reason. I mean, I'm a big dragonborn wearing heavy armor and a massive double
200
sword
pounds?
Thing. Give or take.
Okay.
I don't
who
know
goes
what
next?
That's equal to. Jesper.
Right, perfect. Jesper, you make your way up to the first floor. Do you step off?
Yeah. Opposite.
Okay. Opposite. As soon as you step opposite, you hear the what was it I described it as? The badly rotted and partially collapsed floor of this room collapses beneath you. You both plummet 20 feet. Can you, well, you're just going to take damage, I think. Do you want to actually, you can make acrobatics checks. Acrobatics checks will reduce the damage.
Nice. Minus two.
It's
zero.
Land on me.
Wow.
Yeah, Jesper will land on you.
Yeah.
No. He was opposite me.
Well, let's see how his acrobatics does.
Oh.
I land under the elevator.
Natural 20. 27.
So Jesper actually, Jesper falls. You're only going to take 3 bludgeoning damage. Jesper, you just kind of land a bit badly. You can see that you're going to land on Dog's body, so you kind of twist your body to kind of angle yourself so you don't accidentally, you know, slap him in the face or kick him or anything. Zeros, you land badly, knocked prone. You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage as you just slam into the ground, shoulder first.
Who do I land on?
Nothing. You just land on stone.
Imagine if I landed defense on Ziki, just insta kill.
I was going to say,
it's likely.
I just spin around the sun sword as a defense.
She's down.
So.
No, don't chop my head off.
Cool. Wom, 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 wom. Like a Jedi.
Is everyone all right? Sorry. We should have. We
I mean,
really
Jesper, Jesper, that floor was going to go in minutes or like moments. You just happened to come up at the wrong time. That floor was not going to hold Zeros' weight for any much longer.
Okay, that floor is very clear. I can try the second floor.
It doesn't exist anymore, so yeah.
Exactly.
Can pretty
we
clear.
Take someone lighter, yeah. Perhaps?
Maybe Ziki should go up. She looks like the lightest
no,
of all
can't.
Of us.
I look at Ziki as a dragonborn.
No, Ziki's quite thin. She's tall, but she's, especially since she's like come back,
so she's
come back gauntly
quite
thin.
Yeah, but she's also, gaunt. No offense to Ree, she's also very low AC, very low health Ziki.
Yeah.
Going up on her own.
High risk, high reward.
Are you going up, Ziki?
I mean,
I could. Yeah, I can
no
go if
you
want.
Can't. You son of a
Ziki goes on. What do you go up all the way, or are you going to go to the third floor, Ziki?
I will try the third floor.
Okay. Time and the elements have all but destroyed this chamber, leaving a gash in the northwest wall and slimy back black mildew on the walls. The wooden floor is completely rotted and has begun to fall away in places.
Not liking this floor. Not
do you
want to
go up again?
Yes, please. Let's go up one more,
okay.
Please.
So you travel up one more. Unlike the levels below, this room shows signs of recent habitations, and although the place reeks of mold and mildew, it has plenty of creature comforts, including a cozy bed, a desk with matching chair, bright tapestries, an iron stove with plenty of wood to feed it. Light enters through arrow slits, as well as through dirt-caked windows with broken shutters. Other features of the room include a standing suit of armor and a wooden chest. Old wooden rafters bend under the weight of the tower roof, which has somehow remained intact. Mounted to the rafters are pulleys, around which hang iron chains that support the elevator platform.
I guess I'll step off here, mm-hmm. and then I'll just shout down, come all the way to the top. Don't go to the next floor. It looks pretty bad. But this one looks like there's someone living in it.
There's yeah. someone there?
There's no one here right now, I don't think.
Okay.
No, it doesn't seem
wants
to be.
To go?
Sure. I'll go on.
Okay. Rose, you go all the way up to the top. You see the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
A little cozy room. Yeah, you guys can all make your way up. There's nothing's going to happen. Yeah. So you guys make all your way up to the top. Boop, 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 boop.
Stuck under Jesper.
Oh, sorry, hang on. I've put his mark too close to Zeros. He wouldn't do that.
What?
Don't stand so
close
to me. You guys all make your way up to the top, and yeah, you find this cozy-looking room.
Neat.
There's no space for dog's body.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to bring dog's body up. Yeah, everyone, you see this exactly what I described before. Cozy bed, oven, suit of armor, desk with a chair, wooden chest, bed. What'd you guys do?
The elevator is loud, right, when we were doing it?
It's pretty loud. It's like squeaky kind of like pulleys, like big rattly chains.
Yeah.
Who was here? Who's using this tower? It looks like it's been used.
Maybe the person whose wagon is outside.
The door said Kazan on it. Maybe that's the person's name?
Kazan.
You say the word Kazan, Jesper?
Well, Ezekiel already said it.
Oh, that's true. Zeke said it. And Zeke is stood in the right place. Zeke, when you say the word Kazan, the armor...
Oh.
And it looks at you.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Kazan?
Well, it's not doing anything bad, I guess.
No.
Do the dance. Do the dance again.
I don't know how it goes. You were the one who was good at it. There was a lot of arm stuff, but I'd do it wrong.
I was pissing myself while I was doing it. I can't remember. It was
maybe if we both do it together, we might be able to channel the same up and dance if we just combo it.
You guys dance and nothing. The suit of armor just looks in Zeke's direction. I mean, obviously you can't. It's got like a thin slit in its helm that you assume are its eyes. It's just looking at Zeke.
I wave at it. Give it a little wave. No, doesn't wait. No.
What's everyone else doing? While Zeke is freaking out over the armor.
I'm freaking out.
Kind of. Jesper would be freaking out over the armor as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can all freak out over the armor if you like.
We're probably all just looking at it.
Sure.
Maybe Jesper.
Can I, like, walk up to it? Everyone's a bit away from it. I almost want to walk close to it and just see what it does.
Doesn't do anything. In fact, actually, you'd have to be next to it because it's moved up to Zeke. I forgot it's me.
Like, wave in front of its face?
Yeah, you wave in front of its face. Doesn't do anything. Just looks in Zeke's direction.
see if it will do anything, Zeke. Seems to be...
Walk to the oven.
It walks to the oven. Irina has to move out of the way. It doesn't. It literally will shove Rose and Irina out of the way if they don't move. Like, it just begins moving them out of the way. And as soon as there's no resistance, it just pushes past them. And it moves to the oven, turns around, looks in your direction.
Okay.
Zeke, tell it to dance.
Can you dance?
It just begins sort of twisting its like awkward body and like moving its arms up and down in this really like it's doing its best to do what it thinks a dance is.
good idea.
It doesn't stop. This. It doesn't stop dancing.
Oh, you can stop.
Stops.
Does it have any weapons or is it just armor?
It's just armor. Doesn't seem to have any weapons on it.
Cool.
Wow. It's got these. Okay. Fucking A and fucking B. Destroy.
This is pretty neat, but it doesn't belong to us. And now it's just going to... I'm worried that it's just going to follow us around.
It's listening to you. It's following your orders.
Can I poke its helmet and see what it does? Yeah.
Nothing.
Do you mind? I'm gonna like put my hands either side of its helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Zeki. All right, I'll pull off the helmet and see what's inside.
So, when you go to pull the helmet off, you feel resistance, like a creature's there, and it immediately grabs your hands and begins squeezing your wrists, and it's starting to really hurt.
Tell it to stand down or something.
Stand down, stand down.
Ooh, let's go.
It seems some sort of magic. It's listening.
But magic didn't work here. I don't understand how this thing can move, but our spells do not work.
Maybe whoever put this here also put in the defenses.
Maybe there are some clues as to who lives here, in this chest or something like that.
Yes, let's look around, everybody. Look for clues, anything.
Zeki, ask the armor to find who lives here.
Find the owner of this place.
Okay. it stands on the elevator. And it starts going down.
Okay.
I think it's gonna leave, Zeki.
Okay, I think it has left.
Call it back.
You hear it, get off the elevator.
Come back.
It starts coming back.
Okay.
But we could use this to get to the owner if we wanted to.
Yes.
Let's hope the owner's not Strahd, though.
Mm. How long is it like this place has been left for? Like with the oven and stuff, is there still like warm coals, or is it like it's been left for a long time?
There's no warm coals. There's stacks of wood, so it looks like somebody could stay here for quite a while. There's only the one bed. There's no food. The only thing which really shows signs of any age is there's mold and mildew in the corners, which must have built up over some time. But it looks like maybe that's been here for a while, but things like the bed has clearly been slept in recently. The stove hasn't been used, but the bed's been slept in. You can see the chair. There's like scrape marks where the chair's been moved out of the way. It's been dusted. Like there's no dust on anything.
Gotta look around the
room.
Everything
looks recent.
Jesper, as you look around the room, the only thing you can really notice, a thing that kind of strikes you as unusual, is there is a heavy, heavy lavender smell coming from the chest.
I'll inspect the chest further.
Yeah, hang on. Give me a second. The chest does appear to be locked. Not too complicated. Kind of a simple lock, easily picked. It's kind of wooden, and there's like a heavy scent of lavender coming from it.
I think I found something, and I'll try and. It's locked though, simple lock. I might be able to get into it unless one of you has more skills. Lock picking.
I could hit it with my axe.
That's my lock picking as well.
I'll inspect the lock.
Yeah. Are you looking for like traps or anything? You can make an investigation check if you like.
I don't think I was actually looking for traps, to be honest. Yes, just kind of dove in because of the lavender smell and
nothing bad.
Recklessly, just lavender. Physically looking at the lock before someone takes over to pick it.
Yeah, I mean, still make an investigation check. If you're looking at the lock, you're examining it enough to warrant a sort of investigation check.
18.
Yeah, you examine it. It doesn't look like that there is anything unusual about it. It just looks like a pretty basic lock. Something that, somebody could try and pick lock, or somebody who is sufficiently strong enough could probably just rip it off or like break it off with their weapon. It's just like a little padlock, really.
It seems regular. Go ahead. I'll stand back so that they can, whoever can destroy it or unlock it.
That was Rose, right?
Well, I would be picking the lock. I wouldn't be just hitting the thing off. So,
I would be hitting the thing off.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want to try that? You're probably stronger. I'm not particularly well-versed.
How about Zeros and I both just smash it to tiny pieces?
No, if I put my sword on it and you hit the top of my sword, a hammer and chisel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hit it with my face.
Yeah, just give me a strength check, really. Whoever's going to break it open. Yeah.
Tom, you or me?
Raw strength. D20 plus strength.
You do it.
You both go to hit the chest, but you hit each other instead.
If you're helping each other, you can make it with advantage.
You don't want to get blown up, do you, Tom? Like, this is it. You've seen what happened to Dog's body in the door. You do it, Dog's body. I don't want this to blow up in my face.
It was Rose saying, I'm going to lockpick it. That is where I'm confused. And now you're saying you're going to hit it. And now everyone's saying, Tom, why aren't you doing it?
Well, Jesper's saying that it could easily just be hit. You may as well just do that. It sounds like it'll be quicker.
There you go. 13. I hit it.
13? Yeah, it's enough. Like, you feel the little brass lock snap, comes cleanly off a bit of the chest. And yeah, it's open.
Awesome. Took way too long.
It did take a long time.
I'm such a laugh out of this.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm
do you open
scarred
the
by the door. The door summoned a dragon. Okay.
Whilst you are discussing this, Jesper, you pop the chest open, and immediately there's like a visceral reaction as you seem you look in, and you are looking at your own severed head that looks. It has your face, your hair. The rest of you see a Vistani man's head, but it's not Jesper's. It looks like a young Vistani man's severed head. The stump has been wrapped in like a cloth and tightly bound with leather around the neck. Its mouth is open, its eyes are rolled back, but it looks very well preserved. Jesper, your own voice comes out of this thing's mouth.
I failed her. She died because of me.
I back, you know, when you classically fall onto your ass and start scrabbling away.
Mm-hmm. Jesper, you bump into the suit of armor, like you just next to it as it's just standing behind you, and you kind of have to scrabble around behind it.
No, what is this trickery?
When you look again, it's not your head. It's just a Vistani, but it's a Vistani man's.
As far as I saw, he just saw a Vistani head, so I can understand the reaction even still.
Some sort of evil magic.
What would someone
Strad's
such
done
a
that
thing?
To me before? Strad's made me see a body that looked odd.
It was my face.
Did that happen to you there?
Yes. It spoke. This place is messing with me.
Jesper, a head in a box.
Yeah, very, very ominous. As Jesper is dealing with this, I think who's got the highest passive perception? I think it's Rose, right? Rose has got a high one.
It's 15.
PP for short.
PP? Yeah. What's everyone's PP?
The biggest PP?
Rose is 15. Rose has a PP of 15.
I have a tiny
one. Got higher?
Nine.
Nine.
Oh, yours PP's minuscule.
14 for Zeki.
All right.
As you guys are there, Zeki and Rose, you begin to hear, coming from outside the tower, probably rushing along the causeway towards the tower, you begin to hear the frantic galloping of hooves against stone. Like proper, somebody is sprinting a horse as fast as they can along the causeway. Then closely behind, you can hear what sounds like howling wind, like rushing wind. And a very dark, like an inhalation, like a scream that inhales breath rather than expels it, like a... Two of them echoing behind the horse hooves.
The Nazgul are here!
There are little arrow slit windows in the tower, which is what you're hearing these through, these kind of like open arrow slit windows.
Can I look through one of the windows?
Yeah. Yes, but you are just still this dead Vistani. You don't recognize them.
You're a dead Vistani.
Maybe part of the camp. Maybe part of the camp near Valaki, the one that you didn't know too well, the folks that live there. Not part of Madame Ava's lot, but maybe one of theirs. But yeah, doesn't seem too familiar. But yeah, Rose and Zeki, when you rush over to the windows, you glance down, and rushing along the causeway is a figure. They're cloaked and hooded. You can't see who they are or what they are. Riding a black stallion that is on the verge of collapse. This horse must have been running for hours without a rest. It's going to collapse and probably die the second it stops running.
Wow.
And at first you're kind of like, what are they running from? You can't see anything on the road chasing them. And then you look up, and descending from the sky, hooves flaming, are two black horses galloping through the air. They make no noise, but the flaming manes and flaming tails extend behind them. Two dark steeds of flame rushing down towards the figure on horseback. And the riders on the back of these flaming dark stallions are unlike any creature you have ever seen. Dark, matted black robes, but their faces elongated, with a dark, gaping mouth, glowing green eyes, gnarled, wizened hands clutching the reins. One has a long spear made of jagged iron. The other has a barbed, flailing whip, both kind of like spinning them around, ready for battle, as they are trying to gain on this rider who is rushing towards the tower. What do you guys do?
Can we help them? Can we help them?
Help
I call to the group.
There's a rider.
You can all now hear these hoof marks against the stone causeway. The rider is going to be outside the tower in seconds. The two nightmarish riders from Flying the Sky will probably arrive at the same time.
We can let the rider in and close it behind them. We need to get to the bottom. At least one of us.
I'll go on the
elevator.
Well, the lift. Is the elevator still here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came back up with the armor. So you ride it down, it lowers down slowly. You hear somebody, you hear a horse whinnying outside. There is deep, heavy horse breaths that become slower and slower. You hear the sound of a large body slapping into wet mud, the collapse of the horse as it just buckles to the ground. The rider rolls in the mud, their cloak being caught under the hood, and they tear it free. Rose, as you are approaching the door, the doors just open, and you see this figure holding a hand out, a symbol carved in blood on their palm, and when they bring it down, it is almost like looking at a twin, but with different... her hair is black and curly, her skin a little more tanned than you, but her face, her eyes, the lips, very, very similar. She kind of blinks for a second in almost disbelief, as she then rushes towards you. What do you do?
I will back up towards the wall, but I don't mean you any harm.
When she steps inside, she doesn't even respond. She grabs the doors and is bringing them to a close as one of these riders on the horse, the nightmare, flies down. It sticks its face into the door and looks towards you and the rider. Let me just get something up here. You can feel, Rose, even though you've backed away from this thing, its face, this horrid mossy cloak around its gangly form, but this elongated mouth, these dark, hollow, glowing eyes. As it sticks its face into the closing doors, it is like looking into the void of death itself. Can you make a constitution saving throw for me, Rose? The other woman is kind of turning her gaze away as she goes to shut the doors.
12. Oh no.
You take 16 necrotic damage as you feel like your life force is being sucked out of you as you hear this. As it sucks in your life force, the woman calls out, "No!" and slams the doors and presses herself up against them and looks, "Are you all right? Are you alive?"
Yeah. What is that? Is it going to come in? Can we keep it away?
I don't know. Why do you look like me? And she kind of sees you for the first time. And that is where we are going to end today's session. A little bit early, but I am going to end it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are there dementors and someone who looks like Rose?
Yeah.
First they were Nazgul, now they're dementors.
Nice.
It's like it's a Nazgul dementor. Think of that, eh?
Very cool. Don't want to, it's not nice.
Dementgul.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I think we're going to end it there. I know it's a bit early. We'll have a little chat and read out donos and stuff. But it's just, yeah, I'd like to start with a cool, epic thing next week.
That's a strong start. I mean, awesome. A character from a pre-made campaign looking like a character that has been made for this campaign.
It's cool.
Okay. Sure.
I like it. I like
Mark's
the time.
Been doing things.
Yeah.
I've been doing things. Machinations. Good game. I'm very pleased, Kim. I am very pleased you activated the door wrong. I am very pleased by that.
I'm very pleased.
Chris Trott again worked.
Chris Trott, he knew. Chris Trott was there like, I know this fucking tower.
I wasn't even looking at
this door. No, you were just like, there's funny symbols.
Yeah. Tom said dance, and I was like, that sounds like a fun, silly thing to do that Dr. Bell would do.
It's almost like the designers of D&D know that players would go, "Oh, I'm just going to do the silly dance." And then they're like, "What if they do that, we'll make a dragon appear." And then the dragon will fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lesson learned.
We're going to punish you for having any fun and joy in Valaki.
I rolled so bad for that dragon's initiative, and you all got a turn before it, because otherwise it was going to be like lightning.
Very
bad.
Lucky.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I was expecting to be a fried little boy
very
before
lucky.
I got to dance.
Until then, take care. We love you. Look after yourselves. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.